Penguin Random House Audio presents Your Second Life Begins When You Realize You Only Have One by Raphael Giordano. Translated from the French by Nick Caister. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham. My dream is that everyone should take full advantage of their talents and responsibility for their happiness, because there is nothing more important than to live life to the limits of one's childhood dreams. Have a good journey. Raphael. 1. The raindrops crashing against my windshield grew larger and larger. The wipers creaked and shuddered, and soon the torrents of water were so great that I instinctively took my foot off the accelerator. It was an almost biblical storm. A car accident was the last thing I needed. To avoid the Friday evening traffic on my way back into central Paris, I had decided to take the back roads through the woods that surround the city. Anything to avoid the gridlocked highways and the horror of spending hours at a standstill. I squinted as I tried to make out the road signs ahead through the misted-up windows. And as if the weather and the traffic weren't enough, all of a sudden, in the middle of the dark wood, my GPS gave up the ghost. It has to be said, no GPS would ever have survived the journey I'd just made, or at least not unscathed. I was returning from an uncharted wilderness, the sort of area where you are here means you are nowhere. And yet, out there was a small office park, an unlikely collection of PLCs, profitless companies, I thought to myself. That my boss must have thought offered enough of a...